Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3235 BN. Today's date is December 14th, 2023, and the title of the episode is "This is not just another election. This is the greatest political movement in history." Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper Speak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply click the link in the description below to go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because, listen, they've been trying to get rid of Trump since the very, very beginning. They've tried everything and nothing works. And as they keep trying, what do you think the people of this country are noticing? Wait a minute. This has been going on for a very long time, attack after attack after attack. They didn't attack him when he left office. For 2 years, they didn't do anything until he announced that he was running in the election. Then the attacks all of a sudden started up. Why would that be? Well, the only reason for that is because they're trying to stop him. And the people who are thinking logically, they can see this. Even the people that aren't thinking logically, they can see this. And Trump said something very, very interesting over and over, which he just started to say. He says it's not conservative, it's common sense. And I do believe he is now saying this, where he's using the word common sense, because if he used the word, well, it's conservative, well, you got to be conservative, the D's wouldn't accept it. The people wouldn't accept it. But if you say it's just common sense, if you think logically about it and you follow the rule of law, it's common sense, people then can accept it. Even the D's can accept it because it's just common sense. I mean, you look at the rule of law, you look at what's happening, and you look at that and you say, okay, this is wrong, this is right. It's common sense. And I do believe this is why he has shifted gears into saying it's not conservative, but it's common sense, because now I do believe he's going after this group. Remember, this is America. We want to bring America together. Now, I know people are out there saying, we can't do it. It's impossible. Well, nothing is impossible. All you got to do is show the people the truth. And remember, this is not a four-year election. This is not about just putting Trump back in office. This is about waking the American people up. This is about showing the American people who the real criminals are. This is about taking back this country. And this is why, and Trump has said it, this is why this is the greatest political movement the country has ever seen since the revolution. Because I do believe this is the second revolution. Not in the way we had the first revolution with death, blood, and everything else. This time around, I do believe there is a different strategy. And the strategy is to have the people actually see it all. And the only way to do this is to actually control the situation and to make sure that people see it while you're controlling it in the background. Because without control, you can't do what you want to do. And I do believe Trump, when he came into this, back when he first came into the White House, did he have ultimate control then? I don't believe so. I think he got ultimate control and he was able to move forward with the plan. And I do believe this happened when the deep state cheated in the 2020 elections. Hey, before I forget, we're going to have a 48-hour final sale and everything is buy one, get one free. We know the economy's bad. We know what Biden is doing. So what we're going to do, to get rid of the rest of the inventory. And when it's gone, it is completely gone. So what we're going to do to help everyone out, it's going to be buy one and get one. If you get one shirt, you get one free. If you get a sweatshirt, you get one free. If you get a knife, you get one free. That's how it works. And this is only going to last for 48 hours. So once it runs out, it runs out. We get rid of everything, help people out so everyone can have a great Christmas, a great Hanukkah, and a happy new year. So go to x22store.com or you can go to X22 Report and click on the banner. Go right over and get the last remaining merchandise. This is when they went ahead and they overthrew the United States government, because once you overthrow the United States government and you have the insurrection, the military is then activated. And Trump, he didn't want to put the forces on, you know, U.S. soil, flying helicopters around, arresting people, marching into the White House and the Capitol and, you know, clearing the place out, because that would look like a military coup and people wouldn't understand it. It'd be too difficult to comprehend at this point. So what Trump needed to do is he needed to wake the people up, and he knew it was going to take a long time. He knew it was going to be a very, very slow process. And the only way to do it was to actually show the people. So what you're seeing right now is the exposure, and he's showing the people what the deep state is and how their system actually works. And as people see this, they can see their plan, the deep state plan, to destroy America, because that's really what their plan is. It's the 16-year plan to destroy America. And that's why people are seeing this all play out. Now, Trump, along the way, he needed to show the people the truth. And he needed to set certain things up so he can go after the deep state, and he needed certain things removed. And I do believe he started this when they went after him with his tax returns. He actually lured them in and said, listen, you want my tax returns? You need to come at me with everything you have. He wasn't going to make it easy. He wanted them to fight for it. And yes, he was going to push back at every turn until it went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled. Well, I think this time around, he knows he doesn't have that much time. We only have the 1 year right now. And he needs to remove the presidential immunity. And I do believe this is why Jack Smith is jumping around and trying to make the move, jumping over the appellate court, making the move to go to the Supreme Court, because I do believe this needs to be done to go after the deep state players, where you can go after Biden, you can go after Obama, you can go after Clinton, you can go after all these people, because once you remove their immunity, they're screwed. See, they hid behind this entire time. But again, what does Trump have to hide? He has nothing to hide. And again, you could see who's transparent and who's not transparent. And I do believe Trump, I think he wants the immunity removed to make it a lot easier to go after these people in the end. Because once you remove it, yes, they might go after Trump, but he has nothing to hide. These people actually have something to hide. And do you think all this evidence and what you're seeing now coming out about Biden, do you think this is because the deep state's in control? They're controlling everything. No, you would never see any of this. This would be buried and you would never see any of this information. They wouldn't even start an impeachment on this. Now, I do believe they're pushing the impeachment and they're pushing it hard to make them feel pain, because it gives the Patriots a lot more leverage to go after what they have done. Now, with the latest vote, they can now look at foreign countries like Ukraine. They can dig deeper now, and they can find out a lot more information, which just adds to the case. Now, I do believe this is going to put a lot of pressure on the deep state players, going to put a lot of pressure on Biden. Every step of the way, they're going to feel pain, because that's really what they're feeling. I mean, think about what the country has learned. Think about what the country is starting to realize. And there, every step of the way, as more and more people know, that's the pain. Think about yourself. When someone finds out something about yourself that you didn't want anyone to know, and then it spreads all over the place, would you feel pain? Would you go into hiding? Would you not want to be out in public? A lot of people do this. That's the pain the Bidens are feeling. And it's not going to stop with the Bidens. It's going to continue on to the next person, which I do believe is on deck right now. And I do believe that is Obama's, both of them, actually. And I do believe every step of the way, more and more evidence is going to come out to actually force the D's to do something. Now, Biden, he might say, I'm not leaving. But eventually, with everything coming out, with them saying, listen, you're going to be impeached. If you don't leave right now or something happens, you're going to be impeached by the House. Do you want to go down that way? Or do you want your record to be clean of that? And I do believe they'll end up convincing him. Now, he's not just going to step down and say, hey, I give up. I'm not running. I do believe he's going to continue on. He's going to say, yes, I'm running. He'll be the nominee. And eventually, what I think it's what is going to happen, he's going to have a health breakdown. And this will make it look very natural. It will show everyone that he cannot run, even though he's the guy that's running for the presidential election. And I do believe this will be the beginning of it all, where they're going to sneak one in, where they're going to have a change of batter. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've been pushing for this since the very, very beginning. But I do believe Trump, he needs a lot of things in place. Remember, they're coming after him because he's really putting them on trial. It's game theory. And I do believe this is where all this is headed, because this is not just an election, a four-year election. Hey, let's get Trump in the White House. This is about destroying their system. This is about getting America together, united against a common enemy. It's about removing the deep state in the end and having the country actually do this. And the only way for the country to do this is to actually see and experience and understand what they have done. So I do believe in 2024, we're going to find out a lot more. And it's not just going to be with the Bidens. I do believe this is going to parlay into the Obamas, and we're going to find out the treasonous crimes. And I do believe this is why Trump retruthed something about an Iran deal and how bad that was. And Trump actually did mention that we now have given Iran the ability to create a nuclear weapon. Now, remember, Trump has been telling us that we're heading towards war. It's going to be the N word, which is nuclear. And I do believe this is exactly where all this is headed. Because remember, the people of this country, the two things actually that are going to really wake them up, the economy imploding and war. And when people feel these two things happening and they're experiencing it, this is when people reach that point where they say enough is enough. When you lose your job, when you can't pay your bills, when you can't live, you say something's got to change. You already see it in the black community. They're getting pissed off. Why? The illegals are coming in, taking their jobs. They're watching the illegals get money and they're getting nothing. They're watching Trump being indicted. They're watching the economy completely fall apart, inflation pick up. They can't afford things. The people of this country are feeling that, not just the black community and the Hispanic community. There are many, many people, but again, it hits the poor very, very quickly. And then when war is building up and family members realize that we might be going to war, and again, this war is not going to be fought in a far off land where you don't see anything. It's going to be fought here in the country. Well, this is when middle America, the upper class Americans are going to say, well, wait a minute. Whoa. We're going to war right now? Yeah, I don't feel the economy. Yes, I know things are happening. I know things are bad. And those people that own businesses, they realize they had to lay off some people. But now you're going to war. I don't want my children. I don't want my brother, my sister, my cousin, my uncle, my aunt. I don't want them going to war. And as this builds, that's going to wake a lot of people up. And the feelings that people have, well, that can't be countered with Taylor Swift telling you, hey, everything is going to be okay. Just vote for Biden again, or vote for Michelle Obama or Mike Obama, and everything will be fine. Those people, no matter what they do and what message they put out there, your feelings are going to override this. And I do believe Trump knew from the very, very beginning the way to wake people up and the way to make people push to make a change is to actually have them feel it. Because your feelings, anger, your feelings of being afraid, your feelings of no hope, that pushes you into doing something. And yes, we can say these things, but until you're there, you don't understand it. And a lot of people don't understand because many people had, you know, very nice lives that, yes, they might have up and downs in their lives, but they've never been brought to that point where they say, holy crap, I'd never want this to happen again. And those feelings of pushing forward come out and say, I will make a change no matter what, because I never want to go back to where I was. And a lot of people are going to feel this. A lot of people are going to reach that point. And we're being brought to that point. But as we move towards that point. We're seeing it all play out. And the people need to see this play out. And Trump needs certain things to be put in place. And he needs everyone to see how the D's are putting it into play so he can use it later. Because when he uses it later, I don't mean him personally, but when it's used later, they're not going to have a leg to stand on. Just like when they wanted Hunter to testify behind closed doors. Well, they did this with all of Trump's children. They did it with other witnesses, and they followed those procedures, and they had it behind closed doors. Now the Republicans want to do the same thing, and the D's are making a really big deal about it. But you know what's happening? The Republicans are bringing up those videos showing, look, they really wanted us. They said, this is incredible. This is fantastic. So the D's are in a very, very tough position. The fake news is in a very, very tough position, because now you can't convince the Americans that this is not good. You're doing something out of the ordinary, because the D's already did it. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this and how this is not just another election. This is really about taking back the entire country. But before we get there, let's look at the difference between Christmases. Let's go back in time to when Trump and Melania, they were in the White House. The White House looked absolutely amazing. Christmas trees, white lights all over the place. It looked like a magical place where you would like to take children, and it would look like you're, you know, at Santa's castle or something like that. And fast forward to today with the Bidens, it looks like we're in the Capitol in Hunger Games. And when you look at this, it just looked like a freak show. And now people can see it very, very differently. And the people now are watching this and saying, holy crap, this is the Capitol from the Hunger Games. People with different color hair, with different costumes on. And again, you can see the difference between the two. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Just like it's becoming clearer and clearer that Biden is guilty of treason, and that Hunter and his father, they work together to launder money and make a lot of money from all these different countries. And they were selling secrets to get this money. Because what were they selling? Why were they receiving this money? Just because they liked them? No, they had to give something back. And we know it's not t-shirts. We know it's not widgets. We know it's not toys. So what do they have to sell? Information. That's it. And Devin Nunes, he put this out and said, spotted in D.C. Is that Hunter's lawyer? Well, it looks like Eric Swalwell was involved in setting up this little press conference, which is very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting, and we'll get to that in a sec. The other thing that's very interesting, remember what Hunter Biden said when he was giving that press conference, that his father was not financially involved in the business? Well, do you know the New York Times took out the word financially? Hans put this out on X and said, this is so bad at New York Times. Doctored what Hunter said today, leaving out the key word. New York Times, let me state as clearly as I can, my father was not involved in my business. What he actually said was, let me state as clearly as I can, my father was not financially involved in my business. But they kept it in quotes. I mean, this is not a quote then. And again, they're removing words to make it sound the way they want it to sound. It's absolutely unbelievable. And it looks like Eric Swalwell, like we said before, he was involved in arranging the press conference for Hunter Biden. And it looks like he's involved. Didn't he sleep with Fang Fang? Wasn't she a spy? That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, opened the door to questions of Joe Biden's coordinating with the first son, Hunter Biden, in Hunter's defiance of congressional subpoena to provide testimony in a closed-door deposition. And Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that the president was familiar with what Hunter was going to say when Hunter made that speech outside the Capitol. Now, that's very interesting. Ducey says the wall between the Bidens to protect the president has been breached. And after the White House press secretary said Joe was familiar with Hunter's remarks before he appeared on Capitol Hill. So now we have Joe Biden getting involved. He's working with his son, and he was involved in his business. That is very interesting. Plus, since Eric Swalwell was there, it seems that he might be in a little bit of trouble. Paul Sperry put this out and said, House sources say that Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, which subpoenaed Hunter Biden, aided and abetted a crime this morning when he worked with Hunter's lawyers, Abby Lowell, to help Hunter flout the subpoena in contempt of Congress. Absolutely. And now he's on the chopping block here because he was involved. That's very interesting. Now, James Comer, he already initiated the contempt proceedings, and they're moving forward with this. And what's very interesting, like I said from the very, very beginning, we're going to have the D's come out and say this is absolutely ridiculous. He shouldn't have the deposition behind closed doors. There's no reason to charge Hunter Biden with contempt. This is outrageous. And the Oversight Committee on X put this out and said, ranking member Raskin has no problems with depositions when Democrats were in charge. And this is what Raskin said. The way that we have treated every single witness is the same. They come in, they talk to the committee. If they're going to take a deposition, they're sworn under oath. It's videotaped, it's recorded, and then we take it from there. So this is what they did. So why do they have a huge problem with this? Well, what do you think the people are watching? They're seeing this play out. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. So everything that they said going back in time is coming back to haunt them every step of the way. Now, what's very interesting is that the House has voted to formally open an impeachment inquiry into Biden, which allows them to do even more right now. Yes, they've been investigating Biden for a very long time, but I do believe this is the drip, drip, drip. And soon it's going to go, the information is going to come out a lot faster. But you could see the fake news. They're running interference for the Bidens. And of course, we know that they're going to do this. And Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, there's simply a lack of evidence. Points to Reuters, to the Washington Post, MSNBC, Salon. And pretty much the headlines are pretty much the same. It looks like they got the 4 a.m. talking points. And it says, Biden impeachment inquiry authorized by House Republicans despite lack of evidence. Washington Post. Still lacking evidence. House GOP votes to formalize Biden impeachment inquiry. Then you have MSNBC. Despite lack of evidence, GOP advances Biden impeachment inquiry. And you could see that all the headlines are pretty much the same because they got the same talking points and they're just using this. This is how you know the deep state is controlling everything. It's as clear as day. Now, Representative Comer, he put this out on X. He said, the White House has built a war room comprised of 24 staff to combat our efforts to deliver transparency and accountability to the American people. The impeachment inquiry will continue to follow the facts and hold POTUS accountable for his lies, corruption, and obstruction. Now, remember, I'm talking about Biden. Biden said he's going to have the most transparent administration, opposite of what Trump had. Now, Trump had the most transparent administration. He revealed his calls. He showed everything that needed to be shown. His children, when they were subpoenaed, they testified. What do we see Biden doing? We see him doing the opposite. And what are the people seeing? They're seeing that he is not transparent. He's fighting it every step of the way. And what's very interesting, and here we go again, we have Raskin. He's out there saying that the impeachment inquiry into Biden is making a mockery out of our Constitution. Now, that's very interesting. Didn't Jamie Raskin lead the Trump impeachment effort in the Senate? Wasn't Trump impeached twice? Wasn't Raskin involved twice? And didn't he lead the second one? So wait a minute. How can he possibly be saying this right now? Because he did it to Trump already. He was involved. He was leading it. Ah, the court of public opinion once again. You think the people are going along with him? Because again, people are on social media. People are looking around and going, okay, this guy said this and now he's saying this. You know what? I don't believe this guy anymore because they already did this to Trump and now they're saying this isn't right. It's unconstitutional. And they already did these things. No one is believing them. No one's believing AOC. Wendell Husbo put this out and said, AOC claims Republicans do not have a single witness to any of the alleged allegations. Well, are there witnesses? Of course there are. Tony Babalunsky, business partner. Devin Archer, business partner and best friend. Highly credible IRS whistleblowers. So she didn't see these people testifying? They were giving all this information? And the reason why they indicted Hunter Biden was because of the IRS whistleblower? Because they revealed what he did and the public understands what he did. I mean, these talking points, these narrative pushes, they don't work anymore. And it's getting harder and harder for them. And I do believe in the end, as this information comes out, not with Biden, but when we get Obama in the crosshairs and information comes out like this, I do believe it's going to go a lot faster. I do believe they're going to try to shut or censor as many people as possible using AI in the very beginning as we approach the elections. But as they lose control, this is going to become harder and harder for them. Now, since they voted on the impeachment inquiry, they can take everything to the next level. And Paul Sperry, he put out two posts on X, and he says, House impeachment inquiry could use former FBI forensic accounts to audit the Biden family bank account records and trace the money trail through the labyrinth of shells, cutouts, and pass-throughs, including foreign tax havens and overseas accounts. By voting to pass resolution officially, launching an impeachment inquiry of Biden, House has gained enhanced urgent investigative powers recognized by courts, including subpoenaing the White House staff, access to grand jury info, gathering info in foreign countries like Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Switzerland, Romania, you name it. So again, what do you think is going to happen? More evidence is going to come out. And once they have the forensic accountant show how they did all of this and where the money actually went and when they took it in, when they dispersed it, well, it is game over for them. And do you think that the deep state players are going to want it to go this far? Because what happens if Biden was actually doing business with others in the D party? And once you understand what Biden's were doing, it's not that far of a leap to understand what Obama's were doing. And they were probably doing a lot more. So every step of the way, they're feeling the pain. And Tom Elliott said, I just made this handy guide to help Daniel Goldman, representative referees, AOC, Kissinger, Romney, Swalwell, and the rest, so they can understand the impeachment evidence. And he put up two columns. The left side says against Trump. It says Democrat-affiliated whistleblower reported Trump wanted Biden corruption probed. Against Biden, WhatsApp messages, IRS whistleblowers, the big guy received 10% from CCP Link, CEFC, China deal. Hunter's text say he only kept 15% of the paychecks. Another email complained Joe took half his checks. FBI undercover assets reported bribery scheme confirmed big guy is Joe. Hunter's business partner also confirmed big guy is go. After Joe left VP office, Hunter's Burisma salary cut in half. Eyewitness statements, more than 150 suspicious activity reports from U.S. banks. Joe and Hunter shared a bank account. Biden's two fake email aliases. Biden written letter to Hunter's biz partners. Biden's videotape confession. Biden dining with Hunter biz partners, then lying about it. Obama admin not knowing Biden. And if you really think about it, think about what Trump and the Patriots have done. They put the resident in place. They're showing that he was running this entire operation under Obama's nose, and Obama's pretending that he knew nothing about what Joe Biden was doing. Remember, Obama continually says his administration was scandal-free. Does this look like it's scandal-free to you? Now, I do believe that individual who said his administration was scandal-free, that is pretending he didn't know anything about this, is now going to be in the crosshairs. And yes, we're going to find out things. I think we all kind of know what those things are. I think they're just going to be reinforced. And people are going to learn a lot more about these, because a lot of people out there believe that the Obamas, they were all for this country. They were trying to help this country. They were all for the American people. No, actually, it's the opposite. They were never for this country. They were never for this Constitution. They were never for the people. And I do believe Trump, he's going to produce this information. I don't mean himself, but you're going to see the information come out against Obama. And I do believe that's what's up next. Now, Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, I got impeached twice, was found not guilty twice, but the Democrats never gave me the benefit of luxury of an impeachment inquiry. Had they done so, I never would have been impeached. They went straight to a trial before knowing anything about my complete and total innocence. Witch hunt. It was disgraceful. Biden is lucky to only have an inquiry, and he's guilty as hell. Now, if you notice, what is the House doing? They're following the rule of law, and they follow the law step by step and they build the case compared to what the D's did, where they skipped over everything and they went and they tried to get rid of him. So now you can see the difference. And each step of the way, the Bidens, the deep state players, they're feeling pain. Now, the question is, will the impeachment move to the next phase where they actually impeach Biden? Because we know if they do this and the House does impeach, what will the Senate do? They'll probably block it because the Democrats control the Senate. So is it going to get that far, or is the deep state going to convince Biden not to run? Will Biden drop out? Now, I think they're going to make him the guy who's running for the presidential election. The evidence will build, and this will get worse and worse for Biden. And eventually, I do believe they're going to make it look very natural, where they're going to say, okay, his mental ability, his physical ability, he can't run for the presidential election, and he's going to have to drop out. Yes, he was our guy, but look what just happened here. We can't keep him in. And of course, the people of the country will go, yep, he can't do it. And I do believe this is when everything starts to change. Now, we're already starting to see things change in regards to pedophilia, to the code words that the pedophiles use. And we know that they have a huge network out of New Mexico. We know there's an ongoing case down there that show that, yes, these people use code words like pizza. Now, what's very interesting is that N-Wokeness and many other people, they've been putting up pictures from Etsy that show that they are selling children. And some of these things say rare find, $35,000. Another one shows these young children, young girls holding up pizza saying $4,000 for this pizza, you know, $1,000 for that pie. And this goes on and on and on. Now, Newsweek picked this up and they're trying to make the case that this is just one big gigantic conspiracy, except the case in New Mexico already proved that they were using code words like pizza. And we saw this on Wayfair. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the account that was on X that broke the Etsy pizza story has been permanently suspended after Media Matters hit piece. Newsweek reached out to Etsy about the listing, which are real, and received no explanation. Why would pics of kids eating pizza be going for thousands of dollars on Etsy? And why is the account that broke it gone? That is very interesting. And we know that this information is coming out. The people are pushing this information out. Why? Because I do believe in the end, the people are going to start to actually put this together. And yes, they're going to be helped with this because I do believe the flight logs are going to come out against those people that flew on Epstein's plane. We're going to learn that these people actually went to the island, that we're going to learn that these people actually had sex with children or they were trafficking children or whatever they were doing down there. Then you're going to start to put it all together with what you're seeing on Etsy, what you're seeing on Wayfair and all this. And when people start to put this together, they're going to start to realize there's a huge network and something else is going on. Something in the dark is happening right under their noses. And I remember going back in time when COVID first hit, Trump was talking about human trafficking, women trafficking, and he said it's a very old thing, and now they're using the internet to do it. And we can see how they are doing it right now, and I do believe it's going to get a lot worse. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that all those signatories on Hunter Biden's laptop, they are now demanding greater domestic surveillance. And once again, these individuals who signed the Hunter Biden laptop, which they knew it wasn't a Russian operation, it was actually Hunter Biden's laptop, but they lied to the American people, they are pushing for the renewal of Section 702. And it looks like the Senate passed Section 702. And it looks like the House now just passed Section 702. And they reauthorized the Pfizer program, which the FBI used to spy on Trump. So once again, FISA 702, yes, it is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, and they went ahead and they renewed it. Now, Cash and Rick Grenell, they both came out because they know about FISA 702. They know how it's used. And Cash actually put this out on Truth and said, statement from Grenell and Cash on FISA 702. Chris Wray has already been caught illegally using foreign surveillance against 100,000 Americans. If Speaker Johnson permits a clean reauthorization until April 2024, the Pfizer court will give Ray and Garland the ability to continue their unlawful weaponization of justice to manhunt America First supporters through the next election. Don't be swamp stupid. The FISA court allowed Russiagate. We caught them. Don't trust the swamp. Stand up. And he's absolutely right. But we need to think about this, I think, in a different way. Because doesn't FISA work both ways? So let's think about it in this way. Trump, he's going after the deep state players. And he needs to show the American people what they have done. And he needs to gather evidence. And I do believe they're continually gathering evidence throughout all of this. And all this evidence is going to be used against them. So at this point in the game, since the resident is in the seat in the White House, and you have the swamp creatures all around there, why would you want to get rid of FISA right now? Can it be used against them? Of course it can. Let's go back to Post 2694, February 11, 2019. Down below it says, FISA works both ways. You don't think the Patriots are using FISA right now? Think about it. They used it on Trump when he was in the White House. You don't think the Patriots are using it on them? Of course they are. And I do believe this is why it was most likely renewed, so they can keep it going. They're not spying. Yes, they have been spying on the American people. They've been doing it for a very, very long time without even Section 702. They've been spying in many other ways. Let's not fool ourselves. I do believe this is now being used against them. And I do believe that the Patriots are using it against the deep state players. Because remember, they did it to Trump. He's doing it to them. Now, the other thing that we see happening, and we mentioned this yesterday, we saw the movie that Obama created, which was the cyber attack where communications went down. There was a communication blackout. Nobody can talk to each other. They couldn't use their phone. They couldn't use the internet. And it didn't mean the internet was actually down. It just means the devices couldn't connect. They couldn't get anything. And it doesn't mean that the backbone wasn't still up, which I do believe it was. It could be, AI could have stopped them from connecting anywhere. Really think about that for a second. Or the chips embedded in the phone, chips embedded in the computer could actually block all of it. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. How often have you seen ads pop up on websites and social media about things you've just talked about? Turns out it's real and it's as creepy as it sounds. Phone manufacturers have confirmed that your phone listens to you and uses the information to build customer marketing profiles to show you relevant ads. Our phones basically come with adware pre-installed. This is why tens of thousands protect their privacy with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is an all-in-one security suite with flagship military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, and much more. It offers unlimited bandwidth and device support that allows you to have a seamless and secure browsing experience across all your devices, from computers to smartphones. Plus, it has an industry-leading kill switch technology that ensures that your data stays encrypted even if the VPN's connections drop. Most importantly, Virtual Shield has a strict no-log policy to help you guarantee your online activities remain confidential. Now's the best time ever to get Virtual Shield because every new sign-up gets a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data across unlimited devices, access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support, and much more. Sign up today for free before this offer ends by going to virtualshield.com/x22vpn. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22vpn, or simply click the link in the description down below. But another movie, which we mentioned yesterday, is coming out, which is called Civil War. And that's coming out in April of 2024. Very interesting. And we know that Biden has been talking about MAGA extremists, white supremacists. We know DHS has a memo, military.com came out that, hey, there are people that are ready to overthrow the government. And we know from the 16-year plan that they need to get the weapons away from the people. And it looks like the deep state players, they have failed to get the weapons away from the people, and they are now becoming very, very desperate. They realize, finally, which I think they knew, they aren't going to be able to pass any laws to take the weapons away from the people at the higher level. So now it looks like Harris is rolling out a state-based gun violence initiatives. It has had nothing to do with gun violence. This has to do with getting the weapons away from the people. So basically what they're going to try to do is they're going to instruct all the blue states to push a certain law, and they're going to have their deep state players in the legislatures vote for it, and they're all going to be coordinated to actually sue the gun manufacturers, to ban the AR, to have checks on ammunition. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop people from getting the weapons and maybe even confiscate the weapons. That's what the ATF was trying to do. Because now they're becoming so desperate. But the harder they push, the more the people see. They see the tyrannical government. They see the dictators. And yes, you're going to see a coordinated effort to try to remove the weapons away from the people, because they know as we go closer and as we approach, I should say, the 2024 elections, they know they're preparing and they're getting ready for chaos, and they don't want the American people to defend themselves. They don't want people secure in thinking that, hey, listen, if you come after us, we're going to push back. Are the people going to come out with their weapons and start, you know, firing at everyone? No, but they will protect themselves. They rather have people unprotected. This way they can attack them very, very easily and get them to fight. But how are people going to attack them if they have a weapon? It's going to be very, very difficult. And I do believe this is why they're trying to push us very hard, because they want an all-out civil war. Are they going to get it? Absolutely not. But you can see there are events on the horizon. You can see the threat levels have been raised in many different countries. And you can see war is continually building and building and building. Out in Germany, the federal police arrested several members of the Hamas terrorist organization in Berlin. They have detained many people. They were preparing weapons and they were preparing for a potential attack. And they were going to attack Jewish institutions. So they're already preparing all this. The authorities are stopping them, but I do believe we are going to see an event. Why? Because Israel now is arresting many of the terrorists in Gaza. And the billionaire Hamas head, since all these people are getting arrested, they are now asking for negotiations because their terrorists continually surrender. And now they're realizing, holy crap, we can't get the people back in. We can't train them that quickly. I mean, eventually they will. So they're looking to negotiate this now to have this stopped. Now, is Israel going to negotiate? Most likely not. I think the ambassador wants them to actually stop everything and actually surrender. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because it's going to be very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Harris now is pushing Biden to be more sympathetic to the Palestinians, even though Harris's husband is Jewish. Don't you find that interesting? Does that mean they're both blackmailed and bribed and they're controlled? Absolutely. And you could see that there's a division in Biden's administration right now, because remember, they don't want the Biden administration to be for Israel, because remember what Obama put in place. It's all the people that are against Israel. Remember, he infiltrated the entire country. He brought in the Muslim Brotherhood. They brought in all the illegals that are Muslims. This was done on purpose. And Trump is letting us know that this most likely is going to lead to nuclear war, because he's saying that what Obama did, what Biden has done, they're allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon. Take a listen.
A nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it has taken from us to build a military to rival our own. And less than 3 years ago, we had Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea in check. They respected us. They were afraid of us. They weren't going to do a thing against us. And everyone knows.
So when Trump says we're heading towards nuclear war, he's letting everyone know that we definitely are. And I do believe the deep state players, they will resort to a nuclear war. Why? Because they need to cover up their crimes. When they realize that the cheating, the change of batter, and everything that they're trying is not going to work, and when they realize that none of that's going to work, they'll try to cancel the elections. But when they realize canceling didn't work either, that's when they're going to take it to the next phase. Because once Trump is elected, what do they have left? The only thing they have left to cover up their crimes is nuclear war. And everyone goes, why would they do nuclear war? They would be destroyed too. Really? Do you really think they're going to be in the places where the nuclear weapons are being dropped? No, they have special bunkers. They have special places. It's coordinated to take out certain areas where they are not. That's how it works. And yes, they will resort to a nuclear war. And Trump knows this. This is why he's continually saying this over and over and over. And I do believe as we go down this path, this scare event is going to become very, very scary to people. And the people, they're going to say enough is enough. And it's going to build over 2024. It's going to get a lot worse. Just like people dying suddenly is getting worse and worse. Remember, the bioweapon is now making people really sick and it's killing people. And we're seeing more and more people who are young just drop dead. I mean, we've never seen anything like this where people have not a heart attack. It's called a death attack. And these people, they have taken the vaccine. They've taken the bioweapon. And there's actually a channel on X called Died Suddenly, where they track all these people dying. And just lately, we had a Canadian journalist who pushed vaccine mandates and concentration camps. He was 33 years old, and he died suddenly. And then we had Turkish MP Hasan Bismet. He was giving a speech, and all of a sudden, he just dropped. He had a heart attack, or should we say a death attack, on live TV. Then we had a Brazilian gospel singer, Pedro Henrique, 30 years old, just singing. And he died during live performance. He just collapsed. He had a wife and a newborn child. Does this make any sense? No, it doesn't. Why are people just dropping dead of a death attack? It goes back to the bioweapon. And the insurance companies, the actuaries in the insurance companies, they're reporting all of this. And they're the ones who actually look at this because they need to actually record this precisely to, you know, give out health insurance, life insurance, because if they don't, they lose money. And they are seeing it. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the pharmaceutical company. And again, we had this guy, a statistician out in New Zealand. He was putting together the batches of those people that received the bioweapon and how many people died. And let me just tell you, that number for each batch is very, very high. If it was any other drug, it would be pulled off the shelf. So what this means is the pharmaceutical companies lied to the people. Biden lied to the people. Fauci lied to the people. The doctors, they lied to the people. Everyone has been lying to the people. The people didn't have the real information. They were lied to. It's not safe and effective. It's actually the opposite. Actually, if you notice, anything that they say is always the opposite. And next time you take something and you put it in your body, you need to ask for proof. Can I see peer-reviewed documentation? How long has this drug been around? Is it really safe and effective? You need the documentation before you just believe any doctor. Because again, you need to do your due diligence. I think everyone does. And I think this is a harsh lesson for the people of this world. But once again, by going through this, what do people see now? They see the truth. And now they're not going to fall for it once again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like the diversity and inclusion is not going well, because we could see with Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, well, that didn't work out too well. They're protecting her, but the people know. And now we have former Facebook diversity and inclusion, Barbara Furlow Smiles. She has pleaded guilty to stealing more than $4 billion from the tech giant to fund her lavish lifestyle. So this person who was in charge of diversity and inclusion was stealing money. I mean, all of these people, are these the best of the best of the best? Or are these the worst of the worst? And they're just being put into position because of their skin color, because of who they are. And you can see most of these people are losers. Doesn't matter, white, black, Asian, doesn't make a difference. They are losers, and that's who they're giving these positions to. Because why? They're easy to convince. They're stupid. They're easy to mold and manipulate to what they want. They look for those people, and they always seem to find them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Trump now, he is dominating 7 crucial swing states right now. Trump is leading Biden by 47% to 42% across Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and North Carolina. And this is according to the Morning Consult Bloomberg survey, which means his numbers are much, much higher, which means the deep state players, they are panicking over all of this. And this is why they're going after Trump. This is why they need to remove him. This is why they're going to have a change of batter. This is why they're going to try to cheat in the election using AI, the illegals, and everything else. But when all else fails, they're going to try to cancel the election because they can't have Trump win the election. So they need to stop him at all costs. But I do believe it's going to fail. Just like everything that we're seeing, everything that they're doing to him, it's not working in their favor. It's actually working against them, because actually I do believe this is how it's been set up, where the deep state players, they're actually on trial. Yes, they're bringing the charges against Trump, but actually it's those people that are bringing the charges. They're the ones who are going to be on trial, because when the evidence is produced, when people see the truth, it's the court of public opinion. They understand, they realize. And yes, the people are going to see this. Now, what's very interesting, no matter what Trump does in New York, you know that Engoron is going to find him guilty. They just want the headlines. They want the press. They want all of this. Byron York put this out and said, Trump mounts strong defense in trial yesterday, lost. Deutsche Bank did due diligence for the loans. It made the loans. Trump paid the loans. Bank made big profit. Executives were happy, wanted more Trump business. Now New York Attorney General seeks corporate death penalty. And yes, I think in the end, they're going to find him guilty. No matter what he does, he's not going to get a fair trial. Remember, there's no jury. It's just the judge. How do you think he's going to rule? And yes, the fake news is going to put it all over the place. Yes, the fake news is going to say, yes, you see, he's guilty of all this. And you know what's going to happen. It's going to go up to the appeals court. And this won't take that much time. And the appeals court's going to say this entire case should have never happened. And I hope he gets certain remedies from this, because it's a scam case and these people should be disbarred and they should pay him back every single penny. And then they should go to jail because they broke the law. And let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that special counsel Jack Smith, he's having pretty much of a bad day here, because a series of court rulings have upended the Department of Justice's intention to try Trump for a number of alleged crimes prior to the 2024 election. Judge Shukin, just like yesterday we talked about this, she doesn't have the jurisdiction over the case while the higher court is considering claims of immunity, but she does have the ability to enforce the gag order, the protective orders, and things like that. Julie Kelly put this out and said, these are the pretrial deadlines now suspended per Judge Shukin's orders. Not only is the March 4th trial date in Washington now dead, the May 20th classified docs trial in Florida is probably gone since Judge Cannon ordered a March 1st hearing with Jack Smith for update on DC trial. So Smith should proceed with classified docs trial instead, you say, except Cannon, who has been on DOJ's games from the start, suspended all pretrial deadlines last month. Legal experts just this week insisted only the March 4th trial date, not all the pretrial deadlines, including motions and other outstanding matters, was suspended pending appeal. Shukin just admitted the pretrial calendar is suspended. This March trial date is all but gone. Remember when the media tutted about how appellate judges recently determined Drudge was not entitled to immunity in a civil matter? Shukin cited the case as reason why immunity appeals suspend all proceedings. Byron York put this out and said, did I miss something? In SCOTUS request, Jack Smith repeatedly says it's super important Trump immunity issue be decided quickly, but he doesn't say why it must be decided quickly. Obviously, that is so Trump can be tried, convicted, and sentenced before 2024 election. Why not explicitly say so? Well, that's what they're really trying to do. And let's see how quickly the Supreme Court decides to take the case and actually make their decision. This is going to be very interesting. Are they going to wait till after the election, or will they make a decision before the election? And what will that decision be? Yes, I know they're taking up different cases, but again, they can always push it back or they could take it a lot earlier. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that something's going on with Jack Smith. And John Moynihan filed a whistleblower complaint with the Department of Justice Inspector General's office on November 28th, alleging that Jack Smith, the special prosecutor pursuing Trump, was engaged in an extortion scheme while he was working at the International Court of Justice. It is no coincidence that Jack Smith, in the wake of that complaint, made an impromptu move on Monday, December 11th, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether Trump had immunity to the charges filed by Smith. Moynihan's complaint was filed on November 28, 2023, and Smith, 13 days later, decides to bypass the appeals court. Smells like politics. The Moynihan complaint is politically dynamite because it provides circumstantial evidence to support Trump's belief that Jack Smith is not only politically motivated, but corrupt. The Trump team wisely has refrained from piling on this news in order to avoid accusations that this was a manufactured hit job. John learned of Jack Smith's alleged involvement thanks to a tip from a friend and DEA agent who had a confidential informant who alerted him to the extortion scheme at the ICJ, as stated in the complaint. The complaint includes affidavits from four people with ties to Kosovo, and they list the four people. And it looks like something now is happening. And this is very, very interesting how this is all coming down around Jack Smith. Now, Trump, he put out a statement regarding the pause, and he says the following: Judge Shukin has granted Trump's motion to stay proceedings pending the resolution of the appeal of President Trump's immunity for doing his job as president and protecting our elections from fraud and abuse. This is a big win for Trump and our rule of law, as it derails Jack Smith's rush to judgment strategy of interfering in the 2024 presidential election in support of Joe Biden's campaign. They waited almost 3 years to bring this hoax case and are now desperately trying and failing to rush it because they know Trump is dominating the election. The Constitution should not be suspended in baseless prosecution against a leading candidate for president. This stay stops the trial itself and all discovery obligations. The stay will remain in effect while Trump continues to appeal his assertion of presidential immunity, which should result in the complete dismissal of this witch hunt in its entirety. The American people, not the courts, should decide who becomes president, and they are supporting Trump in historic numbers. Then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, so deranged Jack Smith, the Biden-appointed nut job prosecutor with a big record of losses because he goes too far, wants to rush to the Supreme Court on the important matter of presidential immunity, something which is so basic to America that it should be automatic. He doesn't want to go to our highest court with a loss, a negative opinion. But what he does want to do is interfere with the presidential election of 2024, hoping to damage Biden's political opponent. In other words, he wants to cheat, because if they really wanted speed, they would have brought this ridiculous lawsuit 3 years ago and it would be long over. But no, they waited and waited and waited and brought it right in the middle of my presidential campaign. The definition of election interference. So the Supreme Court's decision on issues relating to Trump may have an impact on the 2024 election. The scope of an obstruction law connected to two of the counts in special counsel Jack Smith's indictment of Trump is at the heart of the January 6th defendant's case the justice agreed Wednesday to take up. Smith also asked the justice Monday to decide on Trump's claim to presidential immunity from prosecution rather than letting Trump's appeal play out first in D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And now we wait on the Supreme Court, which I find very interesting. Now, Trump, we know that he's been indicted four times, but it seems that he is not rattled by any of this. Actually, he's out there saying that it's actually helping him and he's having a good time. Why would he have a good time if he's indicted four times? Think about it. If you were indicted four times, would you have a good time? You wouldn't. But Joe Rambo put this out and he says, who gets indicted four times and has a good time? I'll tell you who. A guy that's aware that they are a show indictments. Why? Distraction, because just as he said, they are the ones who are really under investigation to set a precedent for continued D-class, to show the world how bad they have done so that everyone will agree with us. It'll be easier to do what must be done. This is a multi-layered psyop known as the pause. He caught them all. Now let's see what happens. Take a listen to what Trump says.
They're bad on everything except for cheating on elections. They're good at cheating. You know, if they put that genius to running our country, we'd have the greatest. I wouldn't have to bother running. I could be a real estate guy in New York and enjoy my life. They would literally. But I do enjoy this. I shouldn't enjoy it. Who the hell gets indicted four times and has a good time? Who? Even Brenna's going, you're right about that. Right, Brenna? No, and you know, one of the things that's very soothing, it won't. One of the things that's very soothing is when you look at these polls, they're the best polls. The Des Moines Register said it's the best poll that they've ever had in terms of what we're doing with the lead, the numbers, the best numbers they've ever.
See how this all plays out. Remember, the goal is to get the deep state. The goal is to use everything on them to bring them down. And yes, Trump set it up in the first 4 years. He built and planned for the continuity of government. He allowed the resident to come into this position. He showed the people what the 16-year plan is. He exposed the deep state players. The people are watching as the deep state players are destroying this country. They're watching as the deep state players are interfering with the election. And Trump is continually out there telling people that the elections are rigged. And we could see that the people now are learning all this, and they're starting to see what the deep state is, what their system is, and what their plan is. And I do believe in the end, Trump wants the American people together. And I do believe this is why he's using the word common sense. And of course, it is common sense, but instead of using the word conservative, common sense will allow others from different parties come into the fold. And this is what Trump said out in Iowa. It's not that we're conservative or we're anything. It's that we have common sense. And he's absolutely right. And when people hear this, they're like, you know what? He's right. It's just common sense. I might be with the Democratic Party, but they're not using common sense anymore. The Republicans are. Trump is. MAGA is. And I do believe this is going to allow people to make that move, because the word conservative is removed and common sense is put into place. And we could see every day that passes, we're getting more and more information that the 2020 elections were rigged. I mean, start from the very, very beginning when we had the affidavits from all the people that worked at the elections. Think about where we are now. I mean, now we're way over 60% who believe that the elections were rigged in 2020. Now that they're seeing the 2,000 mules, people are admitting that, yes, they filled out the ballots. We know that they shut down the elections. They brought in extra ballots. I mean, people are seeing all this. And now Rasmussen Reports put out another survey, and it says the following. 8% of all U.S. likely voters say that a friend, family member, or organization, such as a political party, offered to pay or reward them for voting in the 2020 election. Estimated total U.S. likely voters, 160 million. 8%. Someone tried to pay them? That's very, very interesting. And Trump, he's letting everyone know, we're about to take the country back. And once we do, the country will be stronger than ever. And how are we going to do it? Peace through strength. And Trump let everyone know that this is far more than a campaign. This is the greatest political movement in the history of our country. And yes, the deep state, they are deep and wide. It's very, very corrupt. And the only way to take this back is with the people. And this is why Trump needed to show everyone all of this. People needed to experience it. And yes, 2024, it's going to be a very, very rough year. And people are going to see an economy breakdown. They're going to see war. They're going to see events. People are going to be scared. And once people reach this point of no return, this is when people say enough is enough. And yes, this will unite the country against the common enemy. And since Trump said peace through strength, and this is a movement, a political movement, it reminds me of two posts. This is 1751. This is July 29, 2018. It says, this movement is bigger than anyone can possibly imagine. Peace through strength. And then we have post 1965, August 20th, 2018. Down below it says, the world is now united. History books. Fake news suppression creates a false reality. This movement is bigger than you can imagine. Silent majority, no more. And this movement is getting bigger and bigger. And wait until we go through 2024. We are going to have the majority of the people and even the D's. And I do believe Trump needs the people for the 2024 election. Because yes, the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat. And when they realize there's just too many people, we cannot come up with 160, 170 million ballots. This is just out of control. I do believe their move is to have chaos and to shut down the elections, to try not to have the elections. And this is where this is going to backfire on them, because I do believe Trump is prepared, and I think the people are ready to go to paper ballots. And I do believe the backup plan is there. And I do believe once the people vote in paper ballots, where they can't, you know, foreign governments can't manipulate it, nobody can manipulate it, the military controls it, Trump is going to show the deep state players, look at this, I have the people. The people are with me. They want the country back. They have spoken. And I do believe that's when the fun starts. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.